Really? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh,
man.
That's why I came and double checked everything.
Yeah. Oh. No, I didn't. Oh, okay. Wow.
Just flip the page. And the 20, we go back to the very beginning. This is
So we are repeating this one.
We are repeating this
one. Absolutely. Okay. Okay, and it's in four times. So let's go. One, two, three.
I'll take advantage of that. I guess I'll still do piano on Welcome to the Family. I'm gonna go ahead and turn it on then, so I don't forget.
Thank you. Good morning, Trinity. Well, I'd have been out here just a hair sooner, but I put on the green one, and I have the new one. And so we want to thank, I'm not actually sure who to thank, but thank you, Trinity, for the new stole. On our anniversary, the children presented that during the 9:30 service to us. And so in honor of all these little lovely faces on there, God bless you and thank you. We'd like to have you be aware there's a couple of cards. One's for prayer. If you have a prayer request, please let us know that. And then the second one is for if you have just to let us know that you're here with us. If you have a phone number or want to just let us know your phone number and address, email, and all that stuff, there will be a drawing, so make sure and sign up. I want to let you know that it's coming. So also, I'd just like to say this is a great part of it, is just to have you stand and welcome and greet one another. Thank you. We make our beginning this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean, that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not sinned our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy and in His grace, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake He forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Lord be with you.
Let us pray together.
Everlasting Father, source of every blessing, mercifully direct and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that we may complete the works that you have prepared for us to do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Numbers, chapters 10, 11, 10, and, well, it's from the book of Numbers. Now the rabble that was among the children of Israel had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat. Remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at. Moses heard the people weeping through their clans, everyone at the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord blazed hotly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you dealt ill with your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this on me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I give them birth, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom, as a nurse carries a child nursing to the land that you swore to give to their fathers'? Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to carry all this people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If you will treat me like this, kill me at once, if I find favor in your sight, that I may not see my wretchedness." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you." So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not continue doing it. Now two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant to Moses from his youth, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord should put his spirit on them." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from the book of James, chapter 5. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. And is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with much nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
The gospel this day is recorded in the book of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 38. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able to soon afterwards speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones to stumble who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and if he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than rather two eyes, and to be thrown into hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly and abundantly poured out upon you this day. Our text is taken from the epistle lesson, James chapter 5. And if our projectionist could go back there to James 5. But I will say we're going to begin with verse 7. If you want to follow along, open your pew Bible. James 5, verse 7 and following. Be patient, therefore, brothers, James writes, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Growing up in a farming community in Iowa, these verses speak of the Lord and of patience. And I remember my family and my grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, waiting, persevering, and the patience that they went through. I remember the tilling of the field, the planting of the seed, the fertilizers, and then the waiting for the seed to produce its fruit. It seemed so long. The waiting and praying for protection from the elements as the seed grows prior to harvest. That can take several months. Everything is at risk. It's out in the field. A single hailstorm could wipe it out, the entire crop. Or a dry season could starve the growing plants when they need moisture the most. Then there are bugs and worms and insects and the like. The composition of the soil and the amount of sun that can make a huge difference. It's all at risk. Yet season after season, our farmers go to the field, trusting and patiently waiting in the Lord's blessing upon all of their work, money and time that they've put into it all. You know, I understand that many of you are similar to those farmers, living life that's risky at times, having planted prayer seeds around the throne of Almighty God, seeking His answer and His will to your situation, praying just to get past this season of suffering and torment, wanting to get to the harvest where you see all of the Lord's answers. You long for it, you look for it, and you seek out God's answers, and his divine intervention. We read in James that we are to remain patient. Patient until the coming of the Lord. Now, all of these corrupted things that we live out in this whacked out world, and the lives that we want to be made right, James simply says, be patient. We, like the farmer, wait. We have tilled the fields of our life, confessing our sins, turning over all those things that should be given unto the Lord, watering our faith in holy baptism, recalling what God did that day we were baptized, and being fed upon the Word of God daily in our devotions, and again at worship, recalling also that we were adopted and sealed into God's family by the working of the Holy Spirit through the waters of holy baptism. We pray, we commune, we worship, waiting patiently for the Lord's harvest to come, His deliverance. Like the farmer knows, there's a whole lot going underneath the soil that isn't going on and isn't seen above the soil. In the initial stages of a plant as it develops, it's all about what's going on underneath the soil. And as you and I go through times and seasons of suffering where seeds of faith have been planted and renewed and are being put into our life, so often we need to realize we may not see what God's doing, but we need to understand that God Almighty is at work within us through His Word, through our communion, through and in our prayers. That God is Almighty at work and through other people who surround us, who pray for us, whom we lean into, people who help us get through the day, the moment. There's a lot of stuff going on inside of us that God is giving us the strength to do. From these seeds of faith emerge out of the soil of our lives a stronger Christian character. I think you probably know what I mean. Several of you have gone through such times and seasons. You've seen firsthand how God was with you, how you didn't know how you'd make it even yet one more day, and yet He's given you many more. Or having lost one in death, you see that God's hand was merciful and gracious as He brought you through that season as well. In our Foundations class last Wednesday, one of our members, John, yes, you, John, asked the question. He said, as he'd witnessed to a lady in his area where he lives, she's told me that she believes, Pastor, and she knows God, but wonders why God, who is all-powerful, has not brought healing to her life and removed her pain. She simply wanted to ask, why? I think there are a lot of us that simply kind of ask those types of questions. And the class chimed in. I was proud of them. Several verses came to mind. Boom. Paul. You remember the three thorns in the thorn in his flesh and the three times that Paul went to the Lord and asked, would you please remove this? It's bugging me. What was God's answer? My grace is sufficient, is enough for you, in Brendan's translation. For my power is made perfect in your weakness. Or Psalm 46, verse 1, be still and know that I'm God. Trust me, I'm with you. Or Psalm 46, 10, our theme this year for our school and church. God is our refuge and our strength. A very present help in time of trouble. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things yet unseen. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews. What are we to do then? There was a man in Haiti. And when our district staff was in Haiti, I remember, he claimed to be about 100 years old. And he said, I remember all the presidents. And he started with one to the other, and I wouldn't have known the first. So he told us this story, and we heard, and we were pretty sure he was pretty old. And as he knelt over his tripod, he was cooking his meal, beans and a little bit of meat, in a pot over a charcoal fire. And as he knelt down cooking away, I overlooked into his tent, not a tent, but his little hut, made out of twigs and other debris that he'd been able to fashion and pull together that protected him from some from the sun, but also from some of the rains. And his family told us through a translator, our grandpa owns all these fields. All this land is his. He's lived here all of his life, and he bought it up a little bit at a time. And through a translator, one of us asked, why don't you sell this? Why don't you go into town and build a house for yourself and rest in comfort in your old age? And he says, this is my home. And these, as he pointed to the tribe or the villagers, are my people. And we asked him, how did you get all this? And he simply said, the Lord gave it to me. And this is for my people. This land is so important. It is so valuable because I will not sell it, because I want it to feed my people long after I die. It will feed not only my people, it will provide an income for them as they sell food to the people in town. This is our hope. This is our future. You see what I'm telling you, my friends, is this man who had a lot lived like he had nothing. He was patient for what he saw the Lord was about to do. As our irrigation project brought water to those much needed plants in his field, there was hope that his dream would be a reality. His people would be fed for the future throughout their lives. They would have a business that they could also gain a little bit more support and help and strength. And you see, he saw that faith was the assurance of all things hoped for. That's what he hoped for. He had a conviction of things yet to be seen. As he told us, this land isn't mine, it's God's, and it's for my people. James says, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another. If you have a business that outside of the door it says established in 2018, that would meant that was the day or the year at least that you opened your doors. You had a product to sell and you were ready to serve your customers. You were all organized, all ready. You were in business, established. As Christians, James speaks to us a similar way. He says to be ready, be prepared, be established, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. One of the most amazing statements came from Franklin Graham in his father's eulogy, Billy Graham. When Franklin said, my daddy spent his entire lifetime preparing for the next life to come. He wanted to be ready. He wanted to be established, open for God's business in his life. That's what we're saying James wants for you and for me as well. As an example, James goes on and says, of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Ones like Jacob or Joseph or Job, more importantly, the steadfastness of Job. And you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how he was compassionate and merciful. Be patient and wait on the Lord. He's at work, not only out here, but inside of here, to bring you strength. By faith, we are remembered of a cloud of witnesses. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, Abraham believed that he would be a father of many nations, and that all in all the nations of the world would be blessed through him. at the tender young age of 100, Isaac was born. By faith, Sarah, his wife, conceived at the age of 90. By faith, Abraham took that son and offered him up as a sacrifice, knowing that the Lord who had given him at 100 could certainly raise him up and give him life again. By faith, Joseph trusted in the Lord while he was a slave in Egypt to become the second most powerful man in all of Egypt. By faith, Trinity Lutheran Church established itself nearly 100 years ago to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to Orlando. And 66 years ago, we began to train and educate and disciple young children through our school ministry. Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty. Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. Yes, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church. And as James says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Yes, we, Trinity Lutheran Church, believe and perform and are established, open for business for God's people to reach this community, church, and school. The next verses are where you'll start to see the slide. They're so misunderstood so often and so under-preached about. But I share these with you because they're powerful. And I'd like to have us have a common understanding. James writes, is anyone among you suffering? What are we to do? Let them pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let them sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins one unto the other and pray for one another that you may be healed. Today, we're going to ask that our elder, Brennan, you got extra duty, sorry. We're going to ask that if anyone is suffering and you want one of our elders to pray for you, simply come up. Come over here. And if you see a line starting to show up and you're willing to pray for others, step in and help out.
That's not just stuck this week, that's every week, by the way, don't forget.
Did you hear that? That's what they're here for. Any service, every week. And so I want you to know that. Anyone cheerful? We're going to ask you to join the choir and start singing praises. Anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Pastor is certainly one in the Greek. It means elder, pastor. And let them pray over him, anointing him or her with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of a righteous person will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise them up. I think that's the verse we don't always talk about. And so today I would like to speak with you briefly about that. I've been many years in my ministry, probably more than 10 at this point. I can't remember. As you know, Desiree's mother was sick, had the big tumor in her throat. The doctor had said it's the largest one he'd ever seen in a woman, ever. He said, but we're going to get it. We're going to take it out. Day before the surgery, Desiree's mom came to me and she said, Doug, I want you to do the James thing. I said, what? She said, you know, I want you to do the James thing, the oil. And I said, let's read that together. And we did. And we talked about it. And we prayed about it. And she understood what the will of the Lord was. Whatever that is, she was perfectly fine. She simply wanted to be, and she wanted me to be obedient unto the Lord and to do what the Word says. We decided to move forward. And after a long search, we looked throughout the kitchen and found the chosen oil would be Mazola. And I want to let you know, out of obedience unto the Lord Jesus Christ, I did something that I was very uncomfortable with. But you know how it is with your mother-in-law. They have a way of getting you to do things you want. And so what I want to say is this, out of obedience unto the Lord, truly unto the Lord, I said, Mom, and I dipped my fingers in the little bit of the oil, and I said, I want you to know that I'm praying for you, that your health will be restored, that the cancer would be removed, and that I place you in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. I anoint you with oil in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I did the same on her throat, on both sides, and on her throat itself. And then I said, may the Lord's will be done. She went in for surgery the very next day. The doctor said, we got the tumor. It's all gone. But he said, we saw some tissue around each side of her throat, the lymph nodes, that looked suspicious. We removed those too, and we tried to get clean margins throughout. But he said, I want to wait till this test come back. But I want you to be prepared. We prayed, we waited, we were patient. Well, we suffered with the patience, but we learned some. Results came back. And out of hundreds of lymph nodes, not one was cancerous. I praise God for that. That was a very skilled surgeon that did this, Dr. Bartholomew. And he was a skilled surgeon. And he thanked God too. I want you to know that doctors pray so often before they go into surgery, because they realize they're dealing on the line, beyond the line of humanity, and are dealing in the things that mean potentially things that'll touch life. But they realize that God's intervening with them too. Last week we had signs, and you'll see one of them someday soon. And the doctor said, I saw God, and he let me heal someone. He let me heal someone. Our doctors are Christian. And this doctor allowed my mother-in-law to go on and to receive that good news. And in his office, I believe, Desiree can tell me if I said it wrong, but I believe we prayed and thanked God when we got the news. And I want to let you know that she did die 20 years later or more, but not of cancer. And I also want you to know that some people do die because God deals with this and he decides to heal the whatever it is on the other side of eternity. But to him be the glory. So what I'm wanting you to know, according to James, if that's your wish, you can speak with me after service as well. For the prayers, Brennan and others will be available. And if you are just cheerful and joyful, you can start to sing that song anytime you want at the end of service. And we'll be glad to have you do that as we pray and as we serve the Lord. As we lean into one another and see that in our life, the Lord tells us through the book of James, first of all, to be patient for the coming of the Lord. And that we are to be established in our faith through the study of God's holy word. And it's not just about what's happening out here or the doctor's reports. It's about what God is doing on the inside here and up here on the inside. May your faith be so established. And as you and I need to lean into each other, we are here to pray, to sing, to anoint, and also to pray with you as we confess our sins one unto the other. May the Lord bless our journey together. We've only just begun. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Join me in the confession of our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, one substance with the Father. All things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven. Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, and was buried. He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory, both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Thanks. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Lord and Savior Jesus, we thank you that you have indeed given us and strengthened us our faith. And for that, we ask that you would continue to have your Holy Spirit work inside of our lives with words that go with groanings that are too deep for words. And to be at work in there in the waters of holy baptism where you were we were sealed unto your family, where our faith was formed and given and is now being strengthened. May you go to work in this inside the renewal and regeneration not only of our minds but of our hearts. And may you, O Lord, through the working of your word, through your spirit, grant and engender a faith that is childlike and yet strong and steady and perseveres through all the trials and tribulations of life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, we indeed give you thanks for the service and ministry of Dr. Brockberg and of Susan. We thank you, O Lord, that you have also, at this time, granted him a call to the Indiana District where he will take up his duties, and that by your divine guidance, you will allow him to serve with joy and allow him to serve in strength and to lead there the Lutheran schools in the Indiana district. Lord, may you bless he and Susan as they establish their new life in a new place. We thank you, Father, for blessing us with their ministry here over the past 4 years. Lord, we ask that you would also bless our acting principal, executive director, Dr. Beverly Middleton. And we ask, O Lord, that you would give her the wisdom and the strength and the guidance to lead our teachers and school. May you be with our school, our staff, and we thank you for each of them. We pray for Peg and Crystal and Brooke and Kathleen Tesh and Kathleen Z, and now Pastor John Rollison, who will be joining our staff. Lord, we thank you for each of them and the gifts you've given to them to teach and to train up our children. May you bless them and give them joy in their service here, and especially allow them the gift of teaching and training and touching lives, making a difference that really lasts. Be with our children and allow them to learn and to see these new faces and the direction and the blessing that comes from such teaching of your same subjects, your same word, in the same place. May you allow them the joy of seeing their blessings anew each and every day. Be with also our church here at Trinity. We thank you for this past year, and we ask your blessing upon pastor, certainly, but also the people and the leaders of this congregation. Lord, in your mercy. And now we ask that you would hear the prayers of those that have been gathered from your people.
Lord, the congregation lifts up the following prayers to you. Pray for Christian Abercrombie, Tennessee State football player who collapsed on the sidelines in the game against Vanderbilt yesterday and is still unresponsive. We pray for Rose, who meets with doctors tomorrow to get results of an MRI for a condition he had determined to be an emergency situation. We pray for Stephanie and Dion, disabled couple dealing with drug abuse and mental illness. Please, when people have mental illness, we need to go ahead and with kindness and understanding rather than judgment. It's difficult to deal with. We pray for JC, who needs God's help in her surgery and tests in the next few weeks. Pray for Andy Ray and family for the loss of Andy's father, Keith. Pray for Rex and Noel. By the power of the Holy Spirit, give them direction in their relationship and conversations, and let all glorify you, all Lord. Lord, in your mercy.
Now we pray that prayer which you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In the same night in which our Lord was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had broken it, he gave it unto his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body given unto death for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, in the same manner, he took the cup, and when he blessed it and had supped, he gave it unto his disciples, and he said, "Take and drink ye all of it, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given and is shed for you for the remission of all your sins. As often as you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always." As often as we eat this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Receive now the benediction of our Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. You may be seated.
We have some announcements we usually do. Well, it's finally here. I've been saying it for the past few weeks. It's the fifth Sunday of the month. It's the week of the month. Occurs about three or four times a year. Bring non-perishable foods, and donations for pastor's discretionary fund. You can do that in the Narthex if you've brought them today. So please do. Next announcement is National Night Out. I believe that's Tuesday. It's being hosted by the Orlando Police Department in support of safe neighborhoods. Trinity will be participating here in Lake Yola Heights neighborhood with our neighbors. And please, you're welcome to join us for some fun and connecting with neighbors. And if it's not enough motivation in and of itself, Peace the Comfort Dog will be here, so I know that will get more of you out here. Next announcement is Live UCF, our ministry partner, is hosting a gala at Lutheran Haven on Saturday, October 13th. There will be a cocktail reception and silent auction to begin at 7 or 6 with dinner at 7. During the event, you'll have a chance to hear about fall ministries and meet our board of directors and talk with students and leaders. Tickets are available for purchase now on the website and in the weekly for more details. I think there's two more announcements at least. Oktoberfest is October 26th, the annual community event we have here at Trinity. There'll be details with the event and a chance to volunteer and sponsorship sign up will be available next weekend at worship. So start thinking about that. And last and probably not least announcement. Oh, well, they don't have a slide for that, but I know about it. Perhaps you remember something that happened here about 1 year ago. Pastor Doug came here. So a lot has happened over the past year, and easy to forget it's been a year since Pastor Callison began his ministry here at Trinity. We've been truly blessed to have Pastor and Desiree here as part of the family, and even his son, Jaron, too. So you know, I was thinking back to the past 3 years prior to the time between pastors here and some of the long and what seems like tedious search that we had, and, you know, different pastor candidates returning calls, and we're thinking, you know, what was wrong here? Why are we not having a pastor? It's been 3 years, and, you know, sometimes you need to be patient, and I'd have trouble with that myself, and need to think about what is God's will and make sure we're truly understanding that. And some of the experiences and things that Pastor has shared with during his sermons, personally connecting with us. So, you know, maybe sometimes we might think that it might be a while and we need to get the right choice, and maybe that is why, because we have to get to the right one. We may not always know, so we need to be patient for that. But let's go ahead and thank Pastor and Desiree for their service here for 1 year anniversary.
Good. It's been a good year. It's been a good year. Quick year. Well, I do want to invite my friend up, Andrea Reichert. She's going to have a couple more words to say about Live UCF. And she's been here, and she's getting worship credits today. I think this is the third service.
Third one.
So.
Good morning. He did a great job explaining Live UCF, but some people may not know what Live UCF is. It's a Lutheran church on the campus of University of Central Florida. College years are a year when a lot of people leave the church. And so we are excited to be able to have a Lutheran church led by a Lutheran pastor right on the campus of University of Central Florida. One of the largest universities in the United States, by the way. And so, but the church is ran by the students, overseen by a board of directors. If you're interested in being on that board of directors, we'd love to invite you to join us. However, the students are the church, and it's on the campus, and they don't have a lot of funds as students. So that's where the gala is a really important event for us. It's our annual fundraiser. We'd love to have everybody join us, either come by yourself or get a group of people. The tickets are $40. I'm going to be selling them in the back in the narthex if you want, or you can get them online. We've got a great speaker. Reverend Kieschnick is coming to speak at the event. The kids are going to share why and how Live UCF has impacted their lives. And we have over 40 items for the silent auction. So we really hope that you would come out and support them, because the kids have a chance to go out through trivia games, through outreach programs to other students who might be stepping away from the church at this time. So please come out and support us. Thank you. Pastor Raleigh Sims. I don't know if you know him. He does a part-time at Ascension and then majority of the time at Live UCF with us. So thank you.
It's been a wonderful year, Trinity, from my house to yours, to our house, here at Trinity. We love you, and God bless you all, one and all. I think that we ought to rededicate that song. Can I have, could you back up on the verse? I'm not going to sing it, but just could you back up? Go back another two slides. Another slide. Could we sing this to our visitors? Welcome to the family. We're glad that you've come to share your life with us. And we grow as we grow in love, and may we always be to you what God would have us be, a family always there to be strong and to lean on. To be strong and to lean on. To be strong and to lean on. I think that'd be really pretty if it's set to music, don't you? To you who are visiting with us today, we hope you feel like family. We hope you've experienced that. But God bless all of us as we walk this journey together. God bless. Go in peace and serve the Lord with joy.